This is the SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for April 17th, 2008. In these semi-monthly recordings, SearchSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Maggie Wright. In this tip, information security threats expert Ed Skoutis exposes some bad security practices, highlights the common and dangerous misconceptions held by security personnel, and offers insight in how corporations can learn from others' mistakes. And now, for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Worst Practices, Learning from Bad Security Tips, written by Ed Skoutis. The month of April is a crazy time of year that starts with April Fool's Day, proceeds through Tax Day in the U.S., and finishes with the blossom of spring flowers. Given this chaotic month, we thought we'd change paces and try an experiment. Instead of delivering tips for helping to improve security, we'll flip things on their head and look at some worst practices that trip up enterprise security personnel. By reviewing this list of things not to do, organizations can learn some important lessons from the failures of others. In this article, I formulated several worst practices based on the common actions and beliefs of enterprise security personnel. I've seen the concept underlining each of these bad tips applied in real-world enterprises, causing a significant amount of grief. However, it's important to note that there's a grain of truth in each one of these issues. To help make sense of it all, I will describe each worst practice, followed by the reality we face in securing our organizations. Worst practices tip number one, focus information security defenses on prevention. The myth. If an organization prevents attacks, it won't have to spend as much time and effort cleaning up after the fact. Thus, the majority of its security budget should be spent on prevention mechanisms. Keep the bad guys out, and there will be no need to worry about detecting or responding to attacks. The reality. Even with the best prevention mechanisms, systems still get compromised. Focusing exclusively on prevention is a fool's errand. Corporations need good detection and response capabilities in order to identify systems that fall under an attacker's control. By focusing only on preventing attacks, some organizations have left only scraps for the detection and incident response components that an information security program requires. Security personnel need to divert some prevention efforts to detection and eradication. Frankly, what most organizations really should worry about is the exfiltration of sensitive data. Blocking the door with good prevention is a nice start to protecting such data, but organizations need to follow up and look for attackers already in their midst by attempting to detect and respond to data exfiltration activities. Worst practices tip number two, security awareness activities are worthless. The myth, security awareness is a waste of valuable resources. Why should security personnel spend time trying to instill good security practices and have little or nothing to show for it? Some enterprises that apply metrics to measure password complexity, social engineering response, and the like have found that these areas do improve shortly after implementing a security awareness program. However, these results dissipate quickly, leaving little lasting security for the organization. For that reason, security awareness spending is a leaky bucket, dribbling away budgets. Corporations can better apply those resources on technical defenses. The reality. Security awareness campaigns improve security practices by instructing users to choose better passwords and be more conscious of social engineering attacks. But it's important to note that these programs shouldn't be a one-shot deal. Instead, security awareness programs should run continually, working to instill an enterprise culture that understands security and how it's tied to a business. Corporations should strive for an awareness program centered on continual reinforcement with tabletop brochures, InfoSec posters, and regular communications from the security team. Ed Skoutis will continue to reveal more worst practices tips after a quick word from SearchSecurity.com.
Think the information security threats landscape isn't changing? Wrong. Attackers have moved away from annoyances like email viruses and network worms. Instead, malicious hackers are using dangerous, new, custom rootkits, trojans, and other malware designed to evade traditional defenses. But all is not lost. Get exclusive hacker insights from SearchSecurity.com's Intrusion Defense School. SANS instructor Lenny Zeltzer explains how to thwart this year's challenging new set of security threats. Don't be the next victim. Check out Lenny Zeltzer's exclusive lesson today at searchsecurity.com/intrusion defense. That's searchsecurity.com/intrusion defense.
Worst practices tip number 3. Deploy a patching product and you'll be secure. The myth. Unpatched Windows machines represent one of the biggest avenues of exploit. With numerous client-side vulnerabilities in everyday Windows programs, attackers can easily gain access to unpatched systems if a user simply surfs to a website hosting the attacker's content. With an automated patching product, an enterprise can keep its systems up to date and avoid such exploitation. Once an enterprise is fully patched, it will be secure. The reality. Few organizations implement patches effectively. Even in a well-deployed patching infrastructure, things slip. When security personnel assess enterprises, they often find a dozen or more patches missing from critical servers and desktops. Even if an enterprise thinks its patches are up to date, it should get a random sample workstation or server from its environment and evaluate it using the free Microsoft Baseline Security Analyzer. This tool will show off a corporation's underlying Windows operating system and other key Microsoft products are patched. However, keep in mind that not all attacks are against Windows or Microsoft software. Today, third-party products on Windows machines are common attack vectors, so they should be patched as well. If an organization thinks it has fully addressed the Windows patching process, shift the focus toward the patching process for non-Windows systems. Also, take note of the regular onslaught of zero-day exploits. Several times a year, attackers successfully exploit systems in the wild using a vulnerability for which the vendor hasn't yet released a patch. Patching is important, but it is only one aspect of enterprise security. Worst practices tip number 4. SSL can secure web applications. The myth. The Secure Sockets layer provides rock-solid encryption of sessions between browsers and web servers, and thus can ensure that web applications are kept safe from attack. After all, if attackers can't see the data going from the browser to the server, they can't alter it. And if they can't alter the data, the web application is protected. The reality. Not only does SSL address only a small piece of the security puzzle for web applications by encrypting data as it moves across the network, but it also has some further major limitations. First off, all trust decisions regarding certificates used to exchange encryption keys in SSL are left in the hands of users at their browsers. When users click Accept or OK on a warning message about a bad certificate, they've just created a rock-solid encrypted session with a hacker. Additionally, all of today's major web application vulnerabilities work just fine across an SSL session. In fact, attackers often prefer to launch such attacks via an SSL session because encryption makes it harder, if not impossible, for a corporation's intrusion detection systems to recognize the attack. In the end, SSL helps secure web interactions by encrypting data across the network, but it's only the start when it comes to securing web apps. Worst practices tip number 5. Penetration testing has limited value. The myth. Penetration tests have many limitations. Trying to model a full-fledged attack in the space of a 1 or 2 week test doesn't really indicate the risk profile of an organization. Penetration tests have a limited scope, occur during a limited time frame, and are plagued by the limits of testers' skills and imaginations. Sure, if penetration testers successfully compromise corporate systems, it means that an enterprise has some unpatched security flaws. But if testers are unsuccessful, then that doesn't mean an organization is secure. Penetration testing could therefore lead to a false sense of security. What's more, they show target organizations' current vulnerabilities, but provide no insight into security going forward. For these reasons, penetration testing is a waste of time. The reality. While penetration tests do have some limitations, they provide a real-world view of what attackers will see if and when they call on an organization. Penetration test that discovers flaws helps illustrate where resources should be applied. Other methods for finding security flaws, such as documentation reviews and interviews, all have their place, but penetration testing measures the defensive posture as it actually is, trying to find holes in the target environment before attackers do. Also, carefully conducted penetration tests can impose fewer burdens on personnel than other methods of vulnerability detection, since they require less interaction with the busy schedules of operations teams. That concludes this week's edition of SearchSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.